It is 93.7 WEEI, and we are live at Fenway Park. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson, and this break is brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. It is the 5 o'clock hour, so the drive home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. And I have to be honest, Stiz and Jackson, just a moment ago, right before we cracked the mics, I heard a guttural sound come from our own Ken Laird.
Well, you asked me to do something, which I always do.
And I heard this, woo!
It was a kind of a swing.
It was like a woo! And you know what? It got me excited. Ken Laird, what are you looking at right now?
Giannis Antetokounmpo's next team on Kalshi.
Okay.
For the first time since I've looked recently, Boston ahead of Miami, 46% to 42.
46?
46-42 Boston right now.
Okay. For those who have not been keeping track of the old Kalshi percentage graph and where it's been going, a week ago, the Boston Celtics were at 9%, a 9% chance that they were going to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. After the Bill Simmons things came out, it was like 31% chance. And then yesterday, I thought we were cooking at 39. And now it is at 46% and has gone ahead of the Miami Heat.
That is, now, we haven't had a ton new in the last 24 hours. And we actually had one report that said this may drag out the free agency, which is 2 weeks away.
Ooh.
But I do think Jimmy Haslam was pretty, when he said they want to trade him by the draft, I believe that.
Yeah, they want him gone. And Giannis is not going to, like, he's... It's actually helping the Celtics that Giannis absolutely wants out. There's no way they're going to keep him. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you at some point, if it doesn't look like they're going to trade him by the draft, he might say something publicly that's going to force their hand.
Yeah.
And then that would really lower the value. So yeah, I think it is going to happen. All right. You know what? Let's check in with good old Bob on line two. Bob, what's happening, my man? How you doing?
Hello, Bob.
Hello, let's talk about the pathetic Red Sox.
You know, Bob, come on, shower me with pathetic comments here. I want to hear just how bad they are.
They're very bad. The Yankees have won 27 World Championships. How many of the Red Sox won?
Dude, I didn't need to always going to be quizzed, but I do know that they're 14 and a half games behind those Yankees. How many?
But that's not this team.
No, I think the Red Sox have won 9 World Championships in the last 100 years.
Right. Are you a Yankees fan?
I'm happy. When it comes to the Yankees and the Red Sox, after 1980, until then, I was a Red Sox fan. But when they got rid of Carlton Fisk, Rick Burleson, and Fred Lynn, I said the hell with them.
Are you a turncoat? You can't do that. Yeah, you can't like give up your loyalty.
I'm not a true fan.
I can do whatever I damn well please.
I think that's actually the state's motto.
Well, when's the last Yankees title?
2009.
Okay, when's the last Red Sox title?
I got 27 altogether, buddy.
Okay, but how about in the last 15 years, smart Alec?
Smart ass. You go back to Pittsburgh, wherever the hell you came from.
Bob, you keep picking on Ken. I like this.
I'm from Pittsburgh. I can do
Ken,
whatever the hell I want.
He's a know-it-all.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah, Bob, he is.
Yeah.
What was he, the supervisor of all you guys?
Not me.
I'm here now. Did he get
demoted
again?
I'm Rich's boss, yes.
Bob, I'm just going to let you roast Ken for the next 3 minutes. The floor is yours.
I'm sick of
Go.
Ken. Go back to Pittsburgh and take your daughter with you.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, bringing the kids
family
into it, Bob.
Personal enough.
Come on, man.
Ad hominem attack.
All right, just keep going, but leave family out of it, all right?
Roof of the Pirates, for Pete's sake. The hell with the
I
Red
try,
Sox.
But they suck. They really suck.
All right, Bob, you got 10 more seconds. Go for it.
Go Blue Jays.
All right,
yeah.
Bob, thank you. Right. That was actually really funny. Oh. Bob, you can call anytime you want to rip on Ken because it's worth it.
Well, leave the daughter out of it. I mean, what's my
idea? I would definitely leave the
Sounded like he started a little early.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's like those guys from Scotland that are hanging out here. They've been.
Did you see Arcan? He did the post game here last night. It was raucous outside. Despite the sleepy loss, it was Scottish people up and down. I mean, it's a freaking Tuesday night.
I know.
Lansdowne is like it was when it was, you know, EDMville.
They are staying here for a week between games. And what are you going to do in Boston for a week?
Right, they've already gone to Salem. They've got like
fairly strength.
They've met Kowloon yet? I don't know.
Oh, God. Imagine. Oh, look at the Kowloon. It's a fake boat. You got to sit on the fake boat. No Scotland, no party. Hell yes. We got a big sign out there. Let's go to line two, shall we? Line two, Bob in Rhode Island.
Okay, hi, Bob.
Yeah, I just talked to you. You don't want to put me on again, do you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you just called back.
I want to listen. I want to listen to the show. I'm out in the parking lot. I don't have access to a radio except my cell phone.
Oh, you're in a park? What parking lot are you in?
Warwick, Rhode Island.
I understand.
Why do you want to listen to the
like,
show?
Is it Ocean State job lot, or like, where are you hanging out right now? Where do the cool guys hang out?
I'm hanging out in the parking lot. We got a condo meeting tonight.
Oh, what are some of the things you guys are going to be voting on?
That's a good question.
Bob, let's be honest. Have you had a couple drinks already today?
Condo fees. We don't want them to go up.
Okay, all right. You sound like a modern-day Paul Pierce. You've been having yourself a good time, have you not?
Paul Pierce?
Yes.
He's a moron, too.
Well, why is he a moron?
He went to the Nets.
Oh, but that wasn't his choice.
I know, but he didn't refuse it, did he?
Okay, what is he going to say? No, you can't do that. He wanted to get paid.
Couldn't the Celtics say you're not leaving? We'll pay you.
They're the ones who traded him.
Well, they were smart. He was over the hill.
Make fun of Ken again.
Yeah,
well, why do you listen? The Celtics too.
Okay. Are you a Knicks fan?
After 1986, how many championships they won since Larry Bird and Parrish?
Two. That's
how
pretty
many
good.
Since 1986,
two more than the Knicks until this year.
Well, then the same boat as the Knicks. But was I happy the Knicks won this year?
I don't know. Were you?
I don't know.
Yes, I was very happy. I hate the Celtics now, too.
Mr. New York and Rhode Island.
Why would you? I don't understand how you like jump from, and listen, it's just odd that you go from a Boston team to a New York team. That just seems like, you know, negative and positive magnets.
Well, there's no lore against it, is there?
No, there's no lore against it. I don't think someone's told the lore of a story. I don't believe so.
I don't like the Bruins or the Patriots either. I've never liked the Patriots. I've always been a Giant fan because when I was growing up, the Patriots weren't even in existence.
Bob.
The only team in New England, the Giants, on Tv.
Can we keep Bob on the line? Keep Bob on the line, if you don't mind, Stiz. And let's talk to Dave on line one while Bob is on the line, please. Dave, you got something you want to say to Bob?
Yeah. It's like going to the amusement park when you have to be so tall to ride a ride. To talk on there, you have to have an IQ above a doorknob. Keep Bob in Rhode Island and keep him in the New York fan.
What the hell is your IQ?
Well above yours, my friend.
I don't think so, buddy. Did you go to college, you moron?
Yeah, I did.
That
2 years or 4 years? Did you graduate?
I did. I did, sir.
And what the hell did you do for a living? Or are you still working like a moron? You're probably not even retired yet.
No, I'm only 53. I'm not retired.
Don't say anything bad about me. I was in the post office for 23 years, and I don't have
to... The New York station and blow the Yankees all you want.
I do.
Whoa.
I'm covering them all. F-A-N. I love them.
All right, okay, guys. All right. Bob and Dave, listen, you guys are obviously very passionate, but you got to watch your language, okay? And Dave...
Okay, but I got a little upset with this clown.
By that, I meant blow kisses to the Yankees. That's what okay. Let me clarify that.
You better blow kisses. Okay, that's all right, you do is blow.
Unfortunately, Bob and Dave, we don't have a lot of delay left. Because you've used it.
Bob got sensitive there.
Jeff, no, that was great. Jeff on line three.
Oh, he can't take any more calls. The delay's done.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ken, you have to fire Rich right now. We're literally listening to a drunken idiot talk about his condo meetings in a parking lot because he can't.
Oh, boy. Now, here we go. Oh, boy.
About to get another email from Mike, Ken.
Oh, boy. I have lost control of the radio.
The one thing I am proud of is that listeners feel so comfortable talking to us that they just feel like they can literally say anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's your goal. You know, you're not talking on the radio. You're on a therapist's couch, you know, bitching about your condo fees and the Yankees and and whatever the hell else. God, that was
should
funny.
We get Bob and Mama Fratelli? Like, what's the dream duo? Ralph?
I don't know. Mama Fratelli's already, she doesn't need any help. She's a dream on her own. She's a dream. Oh, well, that was fun. Hey, Christian Arcan, what's happening as he comes walking into here on John Williams bobblehead night?
Yeah, well.
Don't swear, all right? Because we've had enough of that here in the last several minutes from several of our callers. But you know what? Listen, if you want to, sure, you can. But we're just going to have to drop your mic. All right. Christian, he is going to be bringing you into the big game tonight.
Yeah.
I know that there is no Max Scherzer. By the way, Jeff is calling back. I see the I love when I watch the phones line up.
Can't.
Here we go. Jeff, I'm sorry we can't take it. We're about to wrap up the show as much as I would love to. Jeff, you call back in tomorrow. As long as Bob sits. And Bob, you call in and you rip on Ken anytime you want. That is a much
sure,
welcome.
I can take that.
Sure, why not? Christian, what's up, buddy?
Did you see my videos from last night?
I just mentioned it.
You saw that? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were going to break in here.
It's
honestly, they were banging on the windows for two straight segments, and I thought, you know, I don't know how reinforced these windows are. Like, I was thinking that over. It's just me here.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like I have, like, a producer or a bodyguard or something. Like,
I like
you know,
chances.
They start spilling in. What am I doing?
You're partying.
Yeah, I guess. It's not like I was scared of them.
Yeah.
But I was a little scared for the windows. They were going hard. And there's going to be a lot of Cat and all them are coming tonight, right?
They are. They're right down the street over at the Cisco Brewery.
At the old Tasty Burger.
Yep, at the old Tasty Burger. As a matter of fact, you know how that video went viral where Cat was filming her friend and he was freaking out, like, because they were, like, the New England Patriots cheerleaders dancing.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, and that got like 10 million views. The Patriots are hooking it up to where he actually will meet those cheerleaders.
All right.
So his head might explode. All right. Well, everybody have yourself an excellent evening. Enjoy the Red Sox. I am off to the manliest thing you can do in town tonight. And that is to go see Les Miserables.
Wow, you and Glenn are a video guy. Both saw it.
I legitimately love Les Miserables. I do. That's going to make Bob very angry.
You are a strange person. Very hard to put in the box, but I appreciate that. But by the time we talk tomorrow, Rich, two Red Sox wins because there's a day game tomorrow.
That's right. And we will see you after that Red Sox game. And if, like, last time we came back during a day game and they lose horribly, you can call him bitch. And we had 2 hours of phone calls who were just pissed last time that happened. So let's hope that's not the case. All right, everybody, have yourself a great evening. Christian Arcan takes you into the big game. We will see all of you tomorrow. We love you. Even Bob in the parking lot. Have fun at your meeting for the condos. Hopefully they don't charge you too much of the fees. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.